Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Joseph?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Joseph. My name's Tina, and I'm one of the technicians in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, too. Happy Thursday, right?
Right.
Someone said in our morning meeting, Happy Friday Eve, and I thought, I like that even better.
Oh, yeah. You didn't have to work weekends, I suppose.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I hear that all the time from business owners, so I always say you have to take a little bit of time to enjoy it, too, right?
Well, you try, but it's so busy, and, you know, this is a busy time.
Yep. You have to strike while the iron's hot, so to speak, right?
Right, it doesn't seem like anybody wants to work anymore either, so that doesn't help.
I know. What is going on with our culture? People are in that entitled mode where they don't want to work, but they want to make a lot of money. You know, I don't get it.
Right? I mean, away from the best, but I don't know if it's going to work.
I think it's just a different generation than how we were raised, you know?
Right.
So I know that you were speaking with Tara, and she's really good as far as explaining the program. So did you have any questions regarding where you're going to appear or how this works other than pricing?
No, I mean, she just had to be on the first page of Google, so.
Yes.
Whenever something I do pops up, my name pops up, or what?
Correct. We'll program you in using specific keywords. So anytime any of your services are searched for, we'll make sure that Mulchinator Land Management comes up every single time. So it's something that will bring you a whole lot of new clients by giving you that exposure, you see?
Sure.
Yeah, and the main benefit is in the exclusivity, meaning that the position just became available. We are filling it today. So once we begin working with you on the first page of Google and Bing, we're actually going to close out the entire category, meaning that we cannot work with anyone else that does what you do. And I'm sure that you can see the value of being placed on the search engines in front of your competitors, right?
Right.
Yeah, without a doubt, because that will maximize the jobs that come to you exclusively, you know?
I hope so, right?
So, yeah, it will. It will, because that way, you know, if we promoted you on the first page and then took on another client that did the same thing, it would almost be like me and my husband going to an auction and bidding against the same item. It wouldn't make sense, right? So, yeah, that's why we work with one company per category per area to ensure that the one client that we work with gets the maximum amount of exposure. Now, price-wise, you'll qualify for the new in business rate, which is a 50% reduction off of our regular pricing, and it'll set everything at a flat rate month-to-month of just $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in. So the initial investment would be $398. And what that will include is your first page listing on Google and Bing. Also, all of the popular directories that are in your area, as well as the mobile platform. So, you know how more and more people these days are doing the searches from their smartphones?
Yep.
Okay. So that's a different search result altogether. So once we program you into the mobile platform, now you're going to become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on, okay?
Right.
Now, do you have a business Facebook page by chance?
Not yet, no.
Okay.
I was telling her that I'm just going to, this winter, be setting it all up because I don't have time right now.
You know what I'm going to do for you, Joseph? We are planning for Labor Day to have a special. We build websites and Facebook pages, and we charge an additional $400 to put them together. I'm going to ask my director if I can get the authorization to include that for you at no additional cost, kind of like as a gift from us to you, because I figure that you're going to need a website anyway, being that it's 2022. Now,
Right. The
Facebook creation works very uniquely because the search engines, Google and Bing, will track what people in your area are searching for. So because we're a premier partner to Google, Google will also allow us to run Facebook ads. So next time that potential client goes onto their Facebook newsfeed, they'll see a promotion for Mulchinator Land Management coming up front and center. So it's something that's designed to bring you even more clients coming from the social media platform. And I will tell you this, that in order to get this special approved for you, I have to send out the request and explain your situation, and I'll get an approval or a denial on it. But I'm assuming that if I did get the authorization to get everything going for just $398 out the door and include the website and the Facebook for free, I'm sure that that's more than fair enough to give you the opportunity to try this, right?
Right.
Yeah, I'm excited. I think you're absolutely going to love this program, Joseph. So I'm going to send out that request, and then while I wait on their response, I want to verify your information. So if everything goes well, I will send you a confirmation email. What's the best email address to use?
It's mulchinator17@gmail.com.
I love the name of your business. Where did you get that from? Did she? Wow.
Yeah.
You have a creative wife. I feel like I don't have a creative bone in my body. So when I hear a business name like that, I'm always so impressed.
Yeah, she did good.
She did very good. Good for her. Now, what's your last name?
Brusven. B-R-U-S-V-E-N.
B-R-U-S as in Sam, V as in Victor, E-N, Brusven?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Is that German?
Yes, German and Norwegian.
Oh, neat. You know, I'm German and Danish. I'm half and half, too.
Oh, really?
Yep, my mom's from Denmark and my dad's from Germany, so.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Now, is this the phone number that you'd like to display on your Google listings?
Yeah, I think so for now. I don't have any other ones. I probably should have, but now it's the number, so.
Okay.
You know, my phone rings all the time.
If you want to separate it and put a different number on there from your business, my technician will talk to you about this when they call you for the client interview, but we could put a tracking number on there, which means we'd purchase a brand new 320 area code number, and when people call it, it will forward over to your number. And that way, you'll be able to distinguish when you're getting a call if it's a business call versus a personal. So I'll put a note in here that if you do want to utilize that feature, that they can include it at no extra cost. And then is the 14286 555th Avenue, is that a physical address where you can receive mail?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Reason I ask is I'm going to have Google send a PIN verification code to that address. Also, let your wife know that it's coming because it comes in a postcard size envelope from Google, and it's very colorful, so sometimes it gets mistaken as junk mail. But it's a very important part of the process. So once you get that 5-digit code, just make sure to get it back to us, okay?
Okay.
And then I got a response from my supervisor, and he is approving that for you. So they're going to build you a site and also a Facebook page. So if you have a logo or pictures or examples of services, let them know. They'll put it up there. If not, we'll use stock photos, okay?
Okay, I've got photos and I've got.
I love it. Good. Okay, that's going to benefit you because I don't have a problem if someone wants to use stock photos, but I always feel that if you're interactive with your account, you'll get much better results, you know? So that's awesome.
Right.
So now, in order to secure the position, did you want to use a debit or a credit card? What works best?
I'll probably use my debit card. Can I am not by my wallet. I'm raking out a lawn at the moment. Can I call you right back when I get over to it?
Here's what I would suggest, Joseph, only because I have 40 technicians that are calling out right now and only one position available. Because of the profitability, as soon as we hang up, I'm automatically connected with the next highest rated company. And a position of this magnitude, it will fill within 3 to 5 phone calls. So if you have to get to it, I definitely don't mind waiting for you. That way we can ensure that you get the placement. You know what I mean?
Sure, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, give me just a little bit here.
Yeah, take your time. I understand you're out in the field, and I don't mind waiting. I have a couple of emails to catch up on anyway, so that'll be a blessing. You know how they get stuck.
Where are you guys out of?
We're in Southern California. Are you familiar at all?
Yeah. Unfortunately.
I know.
I drive a truck too, so.
Oh. Are you saying unfortunate because of the state of our state with our governor and all?
Yes. Oh,
yeah,
man.
I hate it. We're in Orange County, which is very conservative, thank God, but the rest of the state is so liberal it drives me crazy.
Yeah, I haul honeybees out to California, and I deal
no
with all good
way.
People.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I know so many people that have up and left the state within the last 3 years or so. They just can't take it anymore. It's getting really bad.
Right.
So, yeah.
It's not good.
No, it's not.
It
and
good.
I'm from originally Chicago, and I love it so much out here in California, and I have, like, such a hard time. Like, I love the state so much that it's hard to, you know, just drop everything and leave, you know, but... It's getting to that point.
Agreed.
Yeah.
It's
so
sad.
It's super
sad. What are
sad.
They going to do?
Well,
it's
I
sad
hear...
everywhere now. It seems like everyone that's leaving California is ruining every state that they're going to.
Well, you know what, too, is I saw on the last primary election, we had a lot of good potential tickets for the next governor. And Newsom won again by a landslide. And my thought is, with all that voter fraud and everything, yeah, and cheating that's going on,
we're cheating.
How can we win? I mean, we can have the best candidates put so much time and effort and money into running, but how is that ever going to come to fruition if there's all that cheating, you know? So
there's no way this guy keeps winning. There's no way.
There's no way. Exactly. Yeah, I have a client in Oklahoma. He's very conservative, and every time I talk to him, he knows I'm in California. So he'll say, "Oh, how is Governor Gruesome doing?" And I think it's so funny.
Oh, it's terrible. Well, we got walls, and he's not a whole lot better, so.
Oh, really? I didn't know that, because I thought being in Minnesota, you'd be more of a conservative state.
We are, except for Minneapolis and Duluth.
Oh, okay. So the bigger cities are going more liberal, it sounds like. That's not good.
Oh, yeah, because it's overpopulated, so they win all the time.
Yep. Yeah.
It sucks.
They're trying to pass, an infesticide bill on the next ticket, and it makes my skin crawl. And what it says is that they can actually... kill a baby after birth if it was the mother's decision to do so. So I don't even understand, like, how something like that could get on the bill. It reminds me of Sodom and Gomorrah. And, you know, all of the churches in town, they're, like, rallying against that to get it, like, off the bill. But for some reason or another, it's still on there. And, I don't know what I'm going to do if something like that passes. That's just so evil, you know? That's beyond the point of having something happen that I don't like. That's just evil, you know? So,
I got a Discover card. I'm going to put it on, actually.
Okay, is it your name on the card or the company name or both?
Yep.
It's
no,
your name.
It's my name.
Okay, and then is it still the same billing address?
Yep.
Okay, and then the card number?
6011-0004.
Mm-hmm.
9941-0276.
Okay, expiration?
0825.
And the code on the back?
902.
Okay. So what I'm going to do right now, Joseph, is go through a voice verification recording with you, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection. And then I will create an appointment for my technician to call you later today, and they'll go over your keywords, your service area, building your new website, and getting you placed. Now, some of this voice recording is a little repetitive of what I just asked you, so just kind of bear with me, okay?
Yep.
It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Oh, Molsonator Land Management, sorry.
Thank you, no problem. That's why I say a lot of it's repetitive. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Joseph Brusman, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay. You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
I hope so, yes.
Yes. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, and then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, August 18th, in the non-refundable amount of just $398. When the term is complete, the agreement will automatically renew each month on the 18th day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, so that concludes the voice verification recording. And I'm looking at the calendar. I have an appointment coming up for that client interview. That will take about 20 minutes for them to go over your keywords and getting you set up. I have one for 1 o'clock your time or for 6 p.m. I mean, I'm sorry, 5 p.m. your time. Which would work better?
Let's do 5.
Five. Okay. So what I'm doing right now, Joseph, is I'm blocking out an entire hour from 5 to 6 o'clock central. And that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 5:15. Don't panic. They will call you sometime within that hour. And then
what do I have to have for the phone call? Anything special?
Nothing special. Just be aware that if you do have content for your website, they'll give you an email, photos@localsplash.com, to send it over.
Okay.
So just be ready to take down some information should you need to get an email or something like that, okay?
Okay.
Lastly, I gave you special pricing that is not available to the general public. So I want you to go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature because that will grandfather you into this pricing and ensure that it never goes up in the future. So if you would do me a favor, you should have gotten a text from me right now that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Let's see. Oh, yeah.
You got it. Okay. Click on the little link in the text, and that will take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Once you get to that page, all you have to do is scroll all the way to the bottom and plug your name in. There's a little box above that that you have to check that you're authorized on the account. So check the box, plug your name in, and hit Confirm Signature. Once that goes through, it will ask you for a username and password. Don't worry about any of that right now. That will be provided at the client interview. My main thing is just getting your pricing locked in.
Come on. Signature does not match.
Oh, did I spell it okay?
J-O-S-E-P-H-J-O-S. Oh, I got to do a capital B.
Yes, you have to do it exactly the same way. and then it should go through. But I spelled it right, right? B-R-U-S-V-E-N?
Oh, you put a dot at the front of it.
Oh, I did. Oh, that's what it is. So do me a favor, put the dot in like I have it just so it goes through, but I'm correcting that on this end. I see
okay.
That was just a glitch on the...
Okay, now we're good.
No, you're good to go. Okay, so you're good there. And then lastly, Joseph, our customer support number is also on that text. So we're here Monday
okay.
through Friday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. your time. So if you ever wanted to call in and make an update or you had a billing question, anything like that, just call that number, hit option 1, and anybody that answers the phone can help you. If you want to talk to me specifically, I'm at the same number, and my extension is 777. So I don't think you'll forget that.
Oh, hey,
that's
my number, 777.
I was going to say, you won't forget that because you have the 4 7s in your... So my name again is Tina, so if you put in that 777, it'll ring directly to my desk, okay?
Awesome.
All right, so you're all good to go. Welcome aboard. I'm so glad that it worked out. I know that you'll absolutely love this program, Joseph. So have a really
good.
Nice rest of your day, and then my technician will call you around 5, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, have a nice weekend coming
Thank
up.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Oh, one
all
question.
Right. Bye.
I wanted to ask you real quickly, I know that you offer a variety of services, but what are some of the top keywords that you would hope to come up for?
Well, I would say excavating, I do. Land clearing
mm-hmm.
would be, I think a lot of people probably would Google land clearing.
I think so,
you know
yes.
I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I do stump removal.
Nice. Okay.
I do
That's a good...
variety. I mean, I do basements and, but excavating, I think, would just be cover
kind of everything. Okay. Yeah. I wanted to give the technicians a basic idea because sometimes even though we're calling for the excavating category, sometimes, you know, they'll say, oh, Mulchinator, maybe he does more of like landscaping and things like that. And I want to make sure
that's what I'm doing at the time right now. But usually, a lot of it is, you know, my stump removal, I do offer to clean up, put black dirt and seed, but.
Oh, nice.
I like mulching more than anything.
Yes.
A lot easier.
Okay. Okay. So we have some good ideas, and then they'll kind of expand on that, too, when they call you at 5 o'clock, okay?
Awesome.
All right. Well, have a great rest of your day.
Yeah, you too. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Joseph. Okay, bye-bye.
Yep, bye.